Luxembourg.
This is your friendly station, great.
Music with memories of a place. I'll let you in on that wee secret, but not just yet.
My knees at the wireless knob.
Kiss by kiss we'll go up to Paris.
Well, that's been two or three clues so far. Surely you've guessed what it's all about. No? I'll give you another bit then.
Why don't you make a date with 208, your friendly station, and the
Radio Luxembourg is to stop broadcasting to Britain on medium wave after 58 years. It was the first pop station to be heard here.
The upcoming announcement will make a very sad day for thousands of people all over the world.
We are the overfeeded little girl and boy.
In the 1930s, advertisers like Ovaltine discovered on Radio Luxembourg the power of commercial broadcasting. With an audience double that of the staid BBC, Luxembourg brought light and warmth into drab pre-war Britain. After the war, Luxembourg attracted audiences of up to 9 million with its sponsored entertainment shows.
It's Woodbine quiz time, and here's the compere of our show, David Jacobs.
Okay, so you must have got it by now. Yes, it's all about Radio Luxembourg. That absolutely amazing, funny and iconic music station from way back that run for so many years and had so many fantastic DJs on board. The likes of Paul Burnett and Tony Prince, Emperor Roscoe and Dave Christian, and of course the fantastic Mike Reed, along with the aforementioned David Jacobs. But what's all this got to do with a place, I hear you all ask? Okay, another wee bit, and I promise I'll tell you where that place is.
In the days before rock and roll.
Today, fewer than 400,000 people a week make a date with Luxembourg. In the future, it'll only be available to people with satellite television.
Our last report tonight comes from... I will endeavour to find it. It comes from...
this proud and independent little country. Its position between Germany and France and the Low Countries puts it at a sort of European crossroads.
But when I was a kid at school, I did not have any idea that Luxembourg was a little country. It wasn't until much, much later. Much later. I mean, I think I was probably... I probably already started making records when I suddenly realised that Luxembourg is not just a radio station, it's not just like tuning into the local station. It's a place. I didn't realise it was a place as such. A just thought it was a couple of rooms with DJs in it.
This is Radio Luxembourg, your station of the stars, broadcasting on 208 meters medium wave. It's time for Top 20. Hi, everybody. This is your DJ BA, Barry Aldis, at the microphone. It's great to be with you again. Yes, here we go with all that's best in the world of wax. Pops a plenty in Top 20. And number one on the list, well, they've made it, those sensational Supremes with Baby Love.
Record fans, wherever you are. Once again, it's time for another roundup of all your favorite British and American recording artists, brought to you by the Decca Record Company for your special delight tonight. Oh, excuse me, madam.
Yes?
I work for Luxembourg, you see.
Oh, I am sorry. I'm afraid I can't help you.
No. I was hoping you'd play chaperone to this young fella.
Hey now, this is Britain's longest serving, solid sounding, super duper smile station. The station that spouts a successful sound soonest. And this is your royal ruler. I wouldn't fool you. Nothing could be cooler. This is Tony Prince. Hi, kids.
The station closing, it is a very historic occasion. Because you know something very special is over. It's meant so much to me personally. But it started long before I worked for it. I mean, it was what we used to listen to at night when you were a kid. The family would gather around the mains receiver and Dad would try and get rid of that.
We are the Oval Teenies.
And we'd put up with all that noisy static because there was nowhere else to go for your musical entertainment in those days. So I remember very distinctly a big coal fire in a Northern England home, and Sunday night listening to the chart show, the top 20, and, Jimmy Savaltine and 20 Disc Club, Sam Costa, people, DCCA, Decca, Decca, and those awful programs where they only played a minute of each record. I mean, little did we know that was a commercial reason. Rather than jamming as many pieces of music into an hour as possible, it was because the record company paid for the hour and they wanted to plug all the records they could, you know. We didn't realize that in those days. In fact, I think Luxembourg was taking legal payola long before there was any scandal or even the word payola meant anything. You know, they were actually taking money for playing records. And there was nothing wrong with it in those days, or it didn't seem so.
Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. I'm a hungry man. I said, shake, rattle and roll. I said, shake, rattle and roll. I said, shake, rattle and roll.
When I first got into rock and roll and being a singer, when I heard that, it's because of Luxembourg I became a singer. So Luxembourg's to blame for those terrible records I've made.
Ready, Dave?
Wakey, wake!
In the day before rock and roll. Okay, so the place that was behind all this secrecy, my bed, in below the covers, from about the age of 8 or 10 till I was probably around 20, just before I got married. That's what Radio Luxembourg meant to me. And I would fall asleep in below the covers with my wee radio, and at 2 p.m. at that time, when the final song was sung, it would waken me up and I'd listen to Steve Conway with this beautiful song that ended the broadcasting of Radio Luxembourg every morning. I hope you've enjoyed this wee trip and shared In Below the Covers with me and Radio Luxembourg.
Rock and roll.
that's a prayer for the end of the day. Begins to break, just lift up your eyes, let your heart awake. Be ready to meet what the day may send, and be ready to greet every man as a friend. Nobody knows what a power you found. So do what you can for the others around. Carry them home when they seem to be low, as on your way. That's my prayer at the end.